good afternoon to everyone. So my presentation topic is this: how we can implement PCA principal component analysis by using graphical processing unit. So after a few seconds, I can show you also something. Images. Nice. Now. So I'm also already this part from my presentation. So first I will like to say a couple of words why this work is done, was done, and what was the goal. And after that I will explain a little bit about GPU architectures and the programming model, how we have to divide the problem to make it work in GPU. And also I will shortly describe this PCA for spectral images. I think most of you already are familiar with that, but still. And after that I will show how the PCA implementation was done with the GPU. And then results and conclusions. Yes. Okay, so PCA is normally used for higher dimensional data to reduce the dimensionality, or it can, like, for compression, and it also can be used for feature extraction, that kind of stuff. And when we need to do it fast as possible, the MATLAB is very poor, but the GPU is a little better, but it's not so good at all. And because the GPU, this graphical processing unit, the usage of that has increased past several years a lot. So why we don't use that for this kind of color image analyzing methods also? So that was our main goal, to implement that PCA with the GPU. So here is this GPU architecture. So the differences between the GPU, normal central processing unit, and the graphical processing units are just illustrated in that feature, that there is this GPU contains several or even hundreds of multiple streaming processors. And each one of those contains very fast registers which can be used. And also the one, yeah. So each streaming processors can use this general memory in the graphics card. So, but it is a little slower than the use of the registers. Because there is so many multiple processors, and it is every program can be solved very quickly if it's solved in a parallel way, because it's multi-threaded architectures. So here is that programming model. So first of all, the data is divided to grid, and the grid is divided to blocks. Usually the block size is something like 16 times 16, and each block contains 256 threads. And each these threads can be executed parallel. And every thread has their own private memory, which is pretty fast. And like I already said, that every thread can use that global memory, but then you have to take care of those memory bank conflicts. Yes, here this PCA for spectral images. So first, there is that those numbers corresponding to formulas. So this S lambda is the column presentation is one of the one spectrum on the image, and it is the whole spectral image is converted to 2D, two dimensions, and each pixel corresponds to one column into that matrix. Now after that, we can calculate the correlation matrix by using formula 3, and from that correlation matrix, we can calculate eigenvectors and eigenvalues. And how many eigenvectors and values eigenvectors we like to use? For example, 6, 8. So we can select the wanted number of values to the base matrix. And after that, we can calculate those inner product images, which can be used later for reconstruct the spectral image. So, because here we can see that this correlation matrix part is, I think that is the most time-consuming part in whole computation of PCA, and it's basic matrix multiplication, and also this inner product image computation is also matrix multiplication. So, and normally those correlation matrices are very low dimensional, so there is this eigenvector computation is not so hard to compute. So I'd just like to show this basic idea of this matrix multiplication in the GPU. So for example, we had that S times S transpose. So we divide that image to the several blocks with n times n blocks, which are usually 16 or even less or something like that. And each block contains that n squared threads. So because every thread can calculate one value of the result submatrix, so it's very easy, so it's very efficient to parallelize this problem, because there's hundreds of threads for even in one block. And here's this little very nice visualization about this problem. So first we have this spectral image here, and the original spectral image was only 31 channels, but there was added one zero layer too, because the GPU needs those block sizes need to be divided by the by 8 squared of 2. Yeah, something like that. And okay, this part is done in the CPU, and after the spectral image is converted to two-dimensional space, then it's loaded to the graphics card, and the correlation matrix is calculated there. And this eigenvector and eigenvalues computation can be done in CPU or in the GPU. We tested that, for example, that 32 times 32 correlation matrix, the computation time was little lower in the CPU, even we included memory transfers between the GPU and CPU. So we used that. And after that, we can select wanted components. For example, here we only select 16 components, and we make that say, and we multiply that by the original S matrix, and we can get the inner product images. And we can reshape those like this. Nice. Ah, it's very nice. Example image, I think those people who visit in our workshop already saw this very same kind of target there. And there's a couple of six first PCA components calculated, and only three inner product images are displayed because it looks much better. Yes, and here are so some results of the computation times. So I could say first that this Xeon 3 GHz was quad processor, Intel's quad processor, and this Quadro FX, the memory bandwidth was something like 50 gigabits per second, and the GeForce GTX 280, it was about, the memory bandwidth was something like 3 times faster than this one. And that contains also 1 gigabyte of memory. So from here we can easily see the, for example, MATLAB version of this PCA, the computation times raised very high, when the graphics card can do it much faster. Both graphics card, and also this C version of that same problem. And here's same tables within the curves. So you can see that MATLAB version goes up and up, and then comes C, and these two graphics cards go down here. And even the graphics card efficiency was the first graphics card wasn't so good than the second one. There's still the computation times didn't differ so much. And there is speed up curves for example, this is the little poor graphic card, and the little better one. So it goes up to the 7 times speed up. And if we compare to that to the MATLAB, the difference is even much higher. Yes, now the conclusion. So we can say that not over, almost 7 times for large spectral images. And we can do the real-time computation for that 480 times, 480 times 32 dimensional spectral images, when the real-time computation with CPU was only 120 times 120, something like that. So it's the usage of this GPU is justified because it gives better performance than CPU and MATLAB. And we have also continued with that. So we have made some optimization about PCA, some memory transfers and memory usages are optimized. And we have one manuscript submitted from that. Also, we have implemented non-negative tensor factorization, and the speed ups in that paper was over 100 times or something like that, so it's much better than this 7 only. Thanks.
So thank you for your presentation. So time for questions.
Was the probably I missed some details about your presentation, but
What was the size of the blocks you used in the correlation matrix?
A computation correlation matrix.
Yeah, computation correlation
16
matrix.
16 times 16.
You check different...
Yeah, we check, but it's, you know, it is said in the literature that, and even the NVIDIA said that 16 times 16 is gives the almost the best computational result or efficiency. Mm-hmm. They have some papers where they test 8 times 8, 32 times 32, but I think the 16 times 16 is mostly commonly used.
Okay, thank you.